Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what's going on, y'all? You already know what the fuck it is, man. It's PSA Radio. We're back, and we're doing reviews and shit. You already know what it is, man. This is Timbo. I'm here joining my brother, my partner in crime, Dre 311. It was good.
What the fuck is good out here, man? Motherfucking PSA Radio, man. What's popping, my G?
Ain't shit, man. We had some cards announced. And we definitely have to speak on them. So I guess we have now the rookie versus vets, which we've been waiting for a long time also, you know what I mean? We've been saying, you know, rookies and vets, they got a battle, this and that, it's only right, and, you know, this and that, this and that. We've been waiting for it. And now it's finally here. So I think now that it's here, Dre, are you like, all right, is it a good time or should this have happened earlier?
Obviously, it's been in the talks the last 2-3 years, heavy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's almost like Floyd Mayweather and Pacquiao. Like, this should have happened 5 years ago type shit. But it's happening now. And when it happens, we're going to watch it. I guess for me, it's the names. And I guess you're going to run down the card for the people.
Yeah.
Some cats, you know, I might not be too fond of. That don't mean I'm disrespecting their skill or saying they ain't got bars. But, you know, it is what it is.
You're right, man. You're right. I think we should run down this card. We got to give our predictions coming up in March. So, you know, this month, man, March 28th, let's give our predictions, man. We're going to drop this. And let's get it. Let's start from the bottom up. This one isn't necessarily a rookie versus a vet per se, but it is one that was supposed to go down a while ago. This is Snow versus Real Deal, Dre. What do you think?
I'm going to be real, man.
Oh, man.
You know, it's hard to call a battle. For me, am I thrilled about Snow and Real Deal? Not really, and it's not because of Real Deal, because I actually fucks with Real Deal. And I ain't going to sit there and say Snow is whack, and Snow is damn sure not whack. But I guess I'm going Real Deal, though. I'm going to say this, though. I'm more of a Real Deal fan more than I am a Snow fan. You know what I mean? Is Snow a rookie, though? Is Snow still a rookie, bro?
That's what I'm saying. I don't see him as a rookie.
You know what it is, Timbo? Snow is just more like a cat that doesn't rhyme. He doesn't battle all the time. You know what I mean? A lot of times, Snow is lost in a shuffle to me. Sometimes you forget about Snow, not because you're trying to be foul, but he's like out of sight, out of mind. You rarely see this cat battle. You know what I mean? I don't look at – so Real Deal – all right, let's break this down there. So Real Deal, obviously, the veteran – going into this battle,
in this
and Snow has to be the rookie then, basically, right?
Yes.
This could be a good battle if they're on the A game. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Real Deal, you my dude, but I didn't really like the battle. You and Rosenberg were all too tough, my dude.
Yeah.
You didn't move me at all. You know what I mean? Like I said, I'm a Real Deal fan. I fucks with Real Deal, man. I really do. You know? I'm going Real Deal, though, 2-1, though. You know what I mean? Dead ass.
Really?
I'm going Real Deal 2-1. Yeah, I'm going Real Deal 2-1, definitely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know Snow says shit that people like, and he says a lot of gutty shit. I just think my man Real Deal is more well-versed and more well-balanced compared to a Snow.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I'm going to go Real Deal. Who you got?
Man, I think you're right in a sense where I think Real Deal is more polished as a battle rapper. You know, I think Snow... we've really seen, like, the one side of Snow where it's just, you know, the disrespectful, the "I'll fuck your mother," that type, you know. And we've seen, Dre, we've seen firsthand, that sometimes doesn't work against Real Deal.
You're absolutely right.
That whole bully, that whole, you know, try to be hard shit, you know, I don't think that works against a guy like Real Deal. I think he can break that down. And I don't think Snow hasn't been up against anybody that is like a Real Deal that's polished like that. So kind of creative and witty too. So I'm gonna go Real Deal 2-1 on this, and I hope But I hope snow shows up, and you're right in a sense where it's like it's an out of sight, out of mind thing, you know, with snow. You know,
right.
Nothing's really dropped lately with him, so no one's honestly super looking for snow right now. So maybe
right.
this is what he needs. So I'm going to go Real Deal 2-1 on this.
Yeah, one. I'm going Real Deal 2-1, too, and I would say that I think the fans, the hardcore street gutter fans, they're going to fuck with snow. But, you know, Real Deal's going to bring funny, clever bars to the table and shit, while snow's going to keep it more gutter and street. It's going to be interesting to see how that pans out between both of them. Who wins, the street rapper or the guy who's clever and got jokes and shit? You know what I mean?
Yep.
I want Real Deal, though.
Real Deal 2-1 on this one. Next battle coming up, we have Mr. Wavy versus K-Shine. What you got?
Woo-wee! I fucks with Wavy, man. I can't front, man. I fucks with Mr. Wavy. I still wish him and QP would have battled. That's another story. Shine, my dude. I know you just had your seed. Shout out to you for having your seed. Respect on that. But are you into battle rap right now in K-Shine? Are you into battle rap in 2015? Like, listen, man, I'm going Wavy 2-1, bro. Dead ass. I don't see Shine winning this, man. I really don't. Shine, I'm sorry, my dude. I just don't see you win this fucking battle. You know what I mean? I gotta go Wavy, man.
You know what, bro? Our brother Murder Mo might not like this. Might not like this. I'm going Wavy 3-0, bro.
Damn!
I'm going Wavy 3-0.
A 30?
I think he's going to put up 30, man. I haven't seen nothing from Shine lately at all that has impressed me or made me want to go looking for more of that. You know what I'm saying?
It's just, since DNA, Timbo. Since DNA has been...
Exactly. It's been a fucking place. It's been a faceplant. You're right. It has. And
but I got to get Shine around, though, Timbo. I got to give him around, though, man. Just on respect, I guess I give him a round. But listen, would it shock me if Wavy wins 3-0? Yeah. But let me ask you a question. Are you going 3-0 body bag, or he's winning all three rounds? I don't think Shine getting body, though.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be. No, it's not going to be a body, but I think Wavy's going to get all three. Wavy's going to get all three.
Right.
So you got Wavy 2-1?
Yeah, I got Wavy, man. I got Wavy 2-1.
Okay. Wavy 3-0. I'm sorry, Shine. We don't want to do this, man. Just show up, bro. That's it.
Yeah, man. For real, bro.
Next one, The Saga versus Shotgun Shug.
I just feel like I've seen this battle before. The public has seen this matchup before with Saga and T-Top. You know, yeah, we all know Saga is the Christian battle rapper, and Sugar's the bully nigga. You know what I mean? It's like a remix battle like he had with fucking T-Top.
Exactly.
I'm going my man Shotgun Shug 2-1, though. 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
But I will not be shocked, though. Shug, you my man and all, but I won't be shocked if Saga wins that battle, though. I'm going to keep it funky, though. It wouldn't shock me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I'm going Shug 2-1.
Shug 2-1. You know what, man? I'm going to go... I'm gonna go Saga 2-1, bro.
You going Saga 2-1? What
Saga
gonna tell Shug though, man? I mean, he got bars. Don't get me wrong. Is he gonna go the same approach he did with Top? Because he wasn't bad against T-Top. Now I don't want to make it sound like Saga was straight trash. It's just more like the fans and the public are gonna appreciate Top. You know, the hardcore rhymes and shit. You know what I'm saying? That street rap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not taking nothing away from you, Saga. But my bro got you 2-1 being Shug. I got to go Shug 2-1.
Oh, man.
You know Shug going to do that. What's your life like shit? You going to break that? What's your life like shit? And, you know.
You know what? I think Saga could be doing that too, though. I hope he does it really creatively, though. You know, because we've heard it against Shug
too. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Jerome.
And, So let's see. I got Saga 2-1. Next up, Prep versus John the Don.
I can't say I'm too crazy over this battle. I hope I'm wrong.
Same.
I hope I'm wrong.
Same.
I'm going John 2-1, man. Or John John 2-1, bro. You know what I mean? I'm not too keen on this match. I gotta keep it funky, man. You know what I mean? But I'm gonna go John John 2-1.
I'm going John to put up 30, bro. I'm going John to put 30? Up 30 on prep. Put up 30. I don't think it's gonna be a body, but I can see him putting up 30 though on prep. I can't lie. I can see that. 30. So I'm gonna go 30. I'm gonna go 30 John John, man.
But let me ask you a question. Will it shock you if prep wins that shit?
Fuck yeah, it will.
Really?
Hell yeah, it will. Dre?
Sorry, prep.
You know who you're talking to? Listen. This is Timbo here. Hell yeah, I'm shocked you're prepping John.
Well, first of all, Timbo, I'm not shocked that you're not going to pick none of these rookies. Refs like Similac with snot on their nose. I don't see you picking none of these cats, but we should see.
I picked Wavy and Saga.
Yeah, you did pick Saga though. Facts though.
I picked Wavy and Saga, but yeah, I feel what you're saying, bro. I've never been too keen on it. So, but John John putting up 30, bro. John John putting up 30 against prep. Here we go. Next up, we have Chess versus DNA. Dre is.
Chess.
Dre, what do you think about it?
Chess, my dude, listen, man, I know people fuck with you out here. I can't say I'm a big Chess fan. And Chess, don't pay me no mind. I hope you pull me wrong. You know what I mean? Listen, and DNA, I don't want to say you're the whooping boy in 2015 to the battle rap community, but you can't lose a Chess, bro. You beat Prez Mafia here. I'm going DNA, man. I'm going DNA 3-zip.
3-zip?
Ain't nobody bad. 3-zip, yeah. I'm going 3-zip.
3-zip DNA?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Damn. You know, I think I'm going to go 2-1 DNA. 2-1
DNA?
2-1 DNA.
Chess just sound like fucking Reed Dollars too much for me, man. Too much like a Reed Dollars clone. It's in the car, Basquiat, all that shit, man. It just sounds too much like Reed, man. I'm going DNA 3-0. DNA, my nigga, listen, man. You better not lose to no fucking Chess. No disrespect, Chess.
I was just going to say.
You better not lose, my nigga, because you're going to get flamed, bruh. You already getting flamed now, DNA. Niggas are going to flame you, son. Dead ass.
Chess, come on, man. Chess wins. Are you going to be surprised, though?
Yes. Yes, I am going to be shocked.
Yeah.
I'm going to be wild shocked, son.
Chess versus DNA. All right. Hell yeah, I'm going to be shocked. I'm going to be crazy shocked, bro. It's like if Prep beats John John, I'm going to be shocked. All right, next one up. Briz Rothstein versus... A-Verb. I refuse to call him by his new name. That shit is... I hate that. But, yeah.
What's his new name again?
Verb Von Doom. Verb Von Doom.
But he's been going with that Von Doom shit for a minute, though. He's been going with that Von Doom. His Von Doom.
Man, none of these new guys should change their names. They're all vets. You've been established. Come on, man. Keep the same name. Briz Rothstein versus A-Verb, Dre.
I'm going to say this right now. I'm looking forward to this battle, bro. I really am. Straight up and down. You know what I mean? Briz been talking mad shit to Verb, vice versa, too. And I'm going to say this now, goddammit. Verb, you a vet? Damn, you sure you a vet. But, man, I got Briz beating you 2-1, my nigga. Yeah. I'm going Briz 2-1. Straight up.
Briz 2-1?
Jot it down. 2-1 over A-Verb, and I won't be shocked at all if Briz won. I would not be shocked, bro. I think Briz is that nice, man. I tell you, Timber, all the time, the three young boys I fuck with, XL, Top, and Briz, I think Briz Rothstein is damn well nice, man. He got bars, bro. He got bars, man. He's nice. Bro, do not take this man lightly, bro. Do not take this man lightly, man. Straight up. I'm going Briz 2-1.
2-1 Briz. All right, man. You know what? Man, I've heard Dre's reasons as why Briz is going to win. I'm going Briz 2-1 now. I'm going Briz 2-1. And Briz, I'm not going to be surprised if Verb takes it, but...
Not at all.
I
let me ask you a question. Are we disrespecting Verb? Are we disrespecting Verb?
No. We're not. No. We're not disrespecting Verb at all. No, because we've seen Verb take a battle off, as they say.
But is it to the point where the veterans on this card want to prove a point to these young boys and prove a point in the smack? Like, yo, my man, I understand you trying to build with these young niggas and shit. Not trying to say you trying to get the vets the fuck up out of here. But, you know, I think a lot of these vets got a point to prove against these young niggas, man.
But here's what I think about that, though, Dre. If Briz beats Verb, in reality, in battle rap reality, does anything really change if Briz beats Verb? In reality, does anything really change?
I think for certain dudes it does.
Like, really?
If a chess beats a DNA, let me tell you, if a chess beats a DNA, I don't know how much it does after his career. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think if Briz Royce, a cat that motherfuckers do like, you know what I mean? I think I wouldn't say it changes a lot, but damn, I mean you can't battle scrub niggas now. That's the thing. These rookie niggas understand, especially Prep, Chess. Not even Wavy too much because we beat Shine. I think the consensus around. I don't think people are gonna be too shocked if Wavy wins. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It changed a little bit. I hope it changed a little bit. I hope. You could be right because, all right, he beats Verb. Who's he going to battle next? Is he going to get big names? Are any of these niggas going to get big names if they beat the vets? Or is it more like, okay, we're giving you a chance to battle the veterans and shit. Let's see what you can do with it. But it's just, are you going to get bigger battles and bigger names and better names? Like, Briz beats Verb. You might have a point, Tilo. What might change? Is he going to get Charlie Clips? Is he going to get Tay Rock? Is Briz going to get, you know what I'm saying? Is he going to get any of these other cats? Is he going to get Surf? Is he going to... I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's a good question.
It's
and I would like to see...
I just don't see anything changing. Like, if Prep beats John John, are we really saying, if Prep beats John John, that we would rather have Prep on a Gnome 5 or Summer Madness stage? Not that we know the lineup yet for those events, but are we really saying we would rather have Prep up there? Are we really saying we would rather have... you know, Saga over Suge up there, or Wavy over Sean. You know what I mean? I like the idea of the rookie versus West, don't get me wrong. But in reality, in today's battle rap world, I just really don't see it like changing anything, if that makes any type of sense. It's just...
So are you saying it doesn't help your resume? Are you saying it doesn't help the resume a little bit that you beat?
Go ahead.
No, I was saying, if Briz beats Verb badly on some 3-0 or 2-1, like a real clear 2-1, I don't know if I can say elevates him. I don't know, man. It's real hard to tell, man. Are y'all going to be stuck in the corner still, you know?
The type of battle world that it is now, Dre, is like we've seen battle rappers take battles off, so you can always have that excuse. You can always have the... Well, whatever, you know, he was a rookie, blah, 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 I gave him a shot, whatever. You know, at the end of the day, unfortunately, that's how it is. You and I have been watching this for so long that, in my opinion, to how it is for me, battle rap is already established. All these vets and everything are people that we've grown and watched develop over the course of their career. So if they lose to a Prep or a Chess, it doesn't alter what we think about them or what we've seen or how they've grown. I mean, at the end of the day, we've seen John John battle Hitman on that stage. We've seen John battle, you know, Mac. We've seen all these great battles and things like that from him. We've seen Verb battle Hitman. We've seen Verb battle Hollow. We've seen, you know, Verb and you know, we've seen all these battles already. And it's hard for one loss.
To go back to your John John comment, though, I think John John battling Hitman, obviously, it helped and propelled him to other battles.
Absolutely.
He gets the math. He gets the Reed Dollars. I mean, Reed Dollars first time back, he gets John John. You know what I mean? He gets the X Factors, you know? So
yeah.
I'm not gonna say that can work for everybody, but it's worked for John John. I gotta say it's worked for John John though.
You know what the difference is with that though too is that was the first time we really seen PGs though. I think PGs were different back then too. PGs
yeah.
back then, it was like, man, that class, we always talk about it too. That class, Dre, of
yeah.
John John, of Magic, of Clean,
Magic,
of Raw,
yeah.
of City, like that was a really dope class. And JC, like that was a really dope class of PGs. And almost all those dudes like moved up. You know what I mean? Or had really dope battles.
But remember now, when those cats came out, battle rap wasn't too oversaturated. And when I say oversaturated, it wasn't
exactly.
a lot of battles and shit.
Very
so them
true.
Niggas had to come up and do their thing. You know what
yep.
I mean? But
exactly.
I'm gonna go Briz 2-1, Verb. I don't know why. I don't know what it is. I gotta go with Briz, man. I could be wrong.
Briz
I've been
two.
Wrong before. I keep it real. But I'm going Briz 2-1.
I'm going Briz 2-1. I'm going Briz 2-1 on this battle, man.
I think Briz is gonna try to snap on Verb, Symbol. I think he's gonna give
he
his grill
in
his air,
yep.
man. And he's gonna balk on this man, son, for real.
Yep, I can see that. Absolutely. Now the main event.
Woo!
Lie, right? A battle that kind of worries me. But it's the main event of the Rookie vs. Betts. It's T-Top versus Charlie Clips.
Man.
What do you think?
See, this goes back to the comment we just said.
Yep.
You know, a nigga like Top, I fucks with you, Top. Man, I fucks with you, my nigga. You are the young Jeezy of battle rap, my nigga. There's no fucking denying that. You talk that drug street shit like niggas want to hear. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I would say this, though. I know I'm not going to say I know for a fact, but if I'm a betting man, a gambling man, I don't think Charlie Clips is taking this man lightly at all. I'm going to go on record and say Clips is not. Clips, I hope you're not taking Top lightly, my dude, for real. Because I've seen niggas already say, Timbo, that they feel Top is going to beat Charlie Clips. Listen, I got to go Charlie Clips 2-1, but I just hope this ain't a battle that Clips, you know, he don't bring his C-plus game. I mean, even at C-plus, Clips
yeah.
could beat you. We've seen it before. You know
Dre,
what I mean?
Dre, let's remember, Clips is battling Hollow in
Facts.
He's battling
yeah.
Hollow. Nothing is going to change him battling Hollow to Dawn. He's battling Top, yes. But if Top kills him, he's still battling Hollow.
Yeah, but if Top beats him, though, I think Top gets the John John treatment where he's going to get bigger battles, son. I really, out of all these niggas on this card, and the conversation you and I just had, my G, I think T-Top, if he beats Charlie Clips, he will get bigger battles and better battles, I believe.
I do agree with you on that. I do believe you're right on that. If there was anybody that this card is going to really help and propel, I think it's T-Top because he's battling Clips. I agree with you on that. I agree. And you know what? I hope, and I really do think that Clips is going to actually prepare and, you know, come ready for Top because Top's not someone to mess around with. I really do hope it's a back-and-forth battle.
Right.
You know, something close. And it comes down to one round or something like that. I really hope it's a 2-1.
But
you know what
but
I mean?
See,
so
I gotta go to the comment you just said though. You just said that Clips is bad in Hollow a month after that. So no shade to you, Top, and I fucks with you, my nigga. You know we Timbo, come on, man. We know battle rap, bro. We've seen this story before when niggas got a card here and they got a month later they battling somebody else and they take the person they feel is gonna give them. A better competition, a better battle. And I'm not saying Top is not, bro. You know what I mean? Fuck around, Top might go harder than Hollow to Dawn. He might. You know what I'm saying? I'm expecting Top to. I'm not sleeping on T-Top at all, man. Let me ask you. Would it shock you if Top beats Clips, though?
No, it would not. Not at all. No.
Really?
No. No, it would not shock me. We've seen Clips lose. Clips has lost battles before. It has happened. So no,
debatable though. He is debatable though. He's Mr. Debatable because, all right, Some niggas thought Magic beat Clips. Some people thought Clips beat Magic. Some people thought Tay-Rock the second time beat Clips. Some people thought Clips beat Tay-Rock. I think Clips is probably the most one of the most debatable niggas in battle rap history. Even a battle you felt he lost, there's still a small percentage of people that might have felt he won the battle. You know what I mean? God, I hope this battle's fucking dope. And I hope Clips, man, I hope you're not freestyling three rounds, my nigga. I don't wanna see that. You know what I mean? Listen, it's a main event, and I know Clips knows top name is buzzing. He knows that shit, son. Come on, man. Johnny Clips follows battle rap. I always take it back to the bar exam where him, Cortez, and DNA, and this man fucking answered every fucking question. Because, you know, Timbo, a lot of these niggas talk about, oh, I don't watch battles and shit. No, Charlie Clips watches battle rap. You know what I'm saying? He knows what the fuck is going on out here. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You just seen Big T do a blog talking about, oh, I never watched an Excel battle. I never watched a prep battle, da 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 da. I guarantee you Charlie Clips have watched these niggas' battles before. You feel me? I would say this, though. I think, am I right on this, that the people, us, the fans, some of us, a large percentage of the fans, are pulling for T-Top. Would you agree with that?
I think so. I do think so. Yeah.
Not
you know
even
what?
The underdog
you know
aspect
you know
of it, Timbo? Not even, yeah.
You know what? I think it's just that they see the hunger in Top, and they see how much he's worked for that. So I do feel like, yeah, they are going to gravitate towards that. And I do,
right.
The fans see that. You know what I'm saying? I agree with you. I agree with that. Yeah.
Who you got winning on my G? Are you going to go T-Top? Are you going to go Top to beat Charlie Clips? And is it an upset if Top beats Charlie Clips? Is that a considered an upset? I think some people would say yeah. But then you got some people that probably, you know.
If Top beats Clips, is it an upset? I don't know, man.
It's a hard one, right?
It's tough, man. I don't know.
I think some people will feel that way. I think some people will feel that way. You know? Because it's Charlie Clips. You feel me? Let me ask you. You think T-Top has jitters or butterflies at all? Because this is his biggest battle of his career. And, I mean, is he going to get the John treatment where, okay, you beat Charlie Clips, my nigga. We're going to give you some bigger battles now. Bigger battle than Charlie Clips? I mean, where do you go after that, you know? Is he right there with Tay Rock as Smack's next pit bull? You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I got to go Clips 2-1, though, bro. I really do. I'm giving
you
top a round, though. I'm giving top a round, though. I don't see Clips 3-0 in them. I don't know. I don't see that. I got too much respect for T-Top, man. He's not no newcomer either. You know what I'm saying? Go back and spit that heat. He battled on UW. He's battled, my nigga. You know what I mean? And I know this is what I'm saying, Timo. These young niggas are not going to take these niggas lightly, man. I worry about if the veterans are like, all right, whatever, my nigga. But then again, I'm like, the veterans have to know, man, that social media is going to kill y'all niggas. Are they going to care?
Yeah.
Maybe not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Maybe not. But I'm going Clips 2-1, man.
You're going Clips 2-1? I'm going Top 2-1.
Yeah. Wow.
Top
wow.
I fuck with Clips, though.
There you have it.
I really fuck with Clips, though. But I'm going Top 2-1 on this battle, man. Hey, we should bet something. Yo, if you lose, Dre, what's that Miami Heat Abby looking like? that 311 page real quick. Nah, never mind, man. My bad. That was a low blow. My fault.
Yeah, man. I'm going to Clips though, bro. But I'm not mad at nobody picking Top, man. I'm really not, man, at all, bro.
Yeah.
I can't be mad at anybody thinking T-Top could be Clips. You know what I mean?
We'll see.
But
we'll
Top,
see.
I would say this, Top. It's different. They a lot of these niggas say it's different when you get on the stage with Clips, though, bro. It's different.
Yeah.
You got to face that man face to face, the rebuttal, the freestyle. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I want to see Clips. I mean, T T-Top's approach, though? Because you know he's going to talk about Mom Dukes and this, that, and the third, his auntie, he had mm-hmm. bricks in the house. I do want to see him switch it up a little bit.
Or yeah.
Stick to the script, though. Don't get me wrong. Stick to what you know and what we appreciate you for, Top. Don't get me wrong. But I do want to see a little versatility. You be a little versatile in this battle with Charlie Clips, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So,
then again, hey, man, there's a lot of fans of that drug and that bully tough talk, man. Look at Jeezy. But I see what you're saying. Switching up and doing something different, man. Let's see what happens. Rookie versus Vets, March 28th. It's going down. Man, get the fucking tickets, man. You already know what it is.
Word.
Now, we got to talk about this Big T, Ty Law, and Smack triangle going on right now, Dre.
Oh,
so,
boy.
I guess Big T was saying something that he wants on the card. I think this is what happened, and then, you know, did his blog talking about the new cats and things like that. And then Smack releases a blog, says, you can battle Ty Law. We're going to give you Ty Law if you really think you're going to do that. Yeah, Smack is basically saying, T, you've been lately. You know, yeah, you got some great, you missed a Chillock album with, you know, bunny ears, peace behind your head, this and that. But come on, T. You know, Smack's basically saying that. We'll give you Ty Law. You have 24 hours to accept this or what, man? What do you think of this whole thing going on?
Why not take it, Big T? I don't understand that. I'm not going to sit and act like I'm the biggest Ty Law fan, don't get me wrong. But, my nigga, you battle Active. You battle Bender. I mean, no shade to those niggas. Why you can't battle Ty Law? And you
on
think he'll smack in your face? Yep. I don't know.
What do you think? Do you think he'll accept it? Come on. I really think he will.
I think he will, too. I think he's bullshitting around. And I don't know. Maybe he feels like it's a smack in the face, no pun intended, smack, that – you know, I got a battle of PG, dude, but damn, my nigga, I mean, this is why it's called Rookies versus PGs. I mean, obviously, they're putting you on the card, Big T, and Big T, no shade to you, my nigga. I know you be active, this, that, and the third, but my nigga, it ain't like you been beating niggas that, like crazy out here, Big T. You know what I mean?
That's
you
right.
was in a lot of niggas' top five at one time a couple years ago. Not anymore, Big T. Let's keep it real, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? If you battle Ty Law, would it shock me if Ty Law beat you? Not too much. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. Why front on Ty Law? I don't mind seeing a battle. I hope it's a good one. But Big T, I mean,
I agree.
To lock a buku, bunnies in your head shit, my nigga. We don't want to see that no more. It's been there, done that, my nigga. So knock it off, man. And then he's saying Daylight. If he don't want Daylight on Known 5. Daylight should be battling the PG, dude. But damn, T, I would say this.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that either, but hold on. I would say this, though. Daylight has battled young niggas, though. Niggas that we've never heard of before. So, you know what I'm saying? So it ain't like Daylight battled. Daylight battled anybody. You feel me?
I mean, Daylight battled Lotta Zay, who was already been battling on URL.
You dig? You see what I'm saying? So to say Daylight should battle young niggas on URL stage, he never been on URL. Daylight's been there, done that already, though, bro.
And let's be real,
you know what I'm
saying? We really want to go back to last year. Who had two of the top five battles of the year?
Daylight.
Versus Clips and Killer Jones.
Exactly.
Let's be
facts.
Real.
Facts.
I mean, was T up there at all with any of those battles?
No. I don't even know the last. Listen, T, my nigga, I know you've heard this numerous times, and I'm going to say it again. Your last dope battle that you've had, my nigga, was against Surf.
Yep.
How many years ago that was, T? I mean, come on, my nigga. I mean,
nah, you know what, Dre?
2012 type shit?
Dre, what's his last dope big stage battle?
Wow. Big stage? Like, all right,
big stage
he
battle.
Beat K-Shine. He beat K-Shine if you want to go there. But that's not a battle I go back and watch. And yeah, T, you won that shit because to me, Shine was just that bad.
Shine was
I think anybody. Horrible. Anybody could be Shine that night, in my opinion. You feel me? So, for me, I might even take it back to DNA and how many years ago that was.
Yeah.
Woo. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, I don't know, Big T. I don't know.
Take the battle, T.
Take the battle. Stop the fucking bullshit.
Not,
Vicky.
This
come
isn't
on,
gonna
man.
Be a walk in the park either. This is not a walk
no,
in the park, Tony.
At all.
Not at all. And Smack said in his blog, he was like, Ty Law said he only needs like 10 days, something like that. Yo, that's not a, if you're Big T, man, and you're even contemplating taking the battle, you don't want to hear that. But Ty Law only needs 10 days? Come on, man.
Yep.
Come on.
Big T, knock it off and battle the nigga, my nigga. Come on, man. Fuck out of here with that.
That's what I'm saying. Take the battle, T. You know what's going to happen. You're on that URL stage, that Smack stage, when very recently people were saying that they were okay not seeing you on there for a while. So if you had the opportunity to be on that, call up Smack right now, man. Don't let that 24-hour go by. Come on.
Right. If you beat Ty Law, niggas got to give you their respect. But Big T, I hope you don't feel that if you battle Ty Law that everybody thinks you're the favorite going into. I don't think everybody's going to think you're the actual favorite.
Nope.
Against Ty Law, or if Ty Law beats you, like, the world's going to stop, and we're going to be like, we're going to grab our fucking cheeks like Macaulay Culkin and fucking Home Alone and act like, oh, shit, Big T really beat Ty Law? No, nobody's going to do that, my nigga. So,
but
I don't nigga, my G.
Exactly, but T, if you come with some bullshit and you lose, then...
You get flamed.
Flamed and we'll say some shit, exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. Just, you know, if you accept that shit, just come prepared, man. You already know what the fuck it is. So that's that. Smack, Big T, Ty Law, the triangle. I mean, who knows what's going to happen? I'm not even sure if Big T already responded yet. I really think he should take the battle. Both of us think you should take the battle, T. Come on.
Hell yeah.
It's URL.
Come on, man.
Rookie first bet. And just, come on, man. Just take the battle. You already know. It's an opportunity, man. Just do it. Dre, we had a battle drop. Now, I want to talk about this before we talk about the battle, period. How many months, Dre, was this battle being begged to drop? It's been a few months now, right?
Yeah, my nigga.
Yeah.
Months.
Begged. People were saying, keep Hitman and Surf and drop this battle. Keep this and that and drop this battle. Keep Clips
and
Rex.
And to the niggas that were saying that, kill yourself.
Shame on you.
Please.
Shame the fuck on you.
Take the burner and put it in your mouth and just kill yourself. I'm sorry. I mean, come on. Let's not.
Gutta versus Jonaj on the PG's drop. We got a chance to watch it. Dre, off of first watch, going into it, knowing how long people have been saying, drop this battle, Smack. Norm's dropped this battle. First of all, the battle leaked. That is the only reason that this battle was even released. It was leaked yesterday. And then released. So that's the only reason it was released. So Jonaj versus Gutta, first watch, Dre, what did you think?
First watch, listen, I'm watching the battle. I'm like, okay, I'm expecting crazy bars because how all these motherfuckers made it sound like this battle was fucking crazy. You know what I mean? I thought the battle was it was cool. I'm not going to say it doesn't have replay value, but I don't think it has heavy replay value or even crazy replay value like that. Gutta, I see you got the A-verb perm kit. You and Verb got the same kind of perm going on. Shout out to you and your perm. First off, and Jonaj, you sound like a disaster to me mixed with Prez Mafia.
Yep.
But he got bars, though. Don't get me wrong.
He actually has bars. Definitely.
And I'm not going to take that away from Gutta either. Gutta has bars, too. Gutta just don't. He don't really move me like that. You know what I mean? I had Jonaj win the battle 2-1. If memory serves me right, I had him win in round 1 and round 2. I think I gave your boy the third round and shit, Gutta. It was an aight battle, man. You see, when I watch battles, I like to break this shit down. I thought this battle was just aight. To me, it wasn't too much to break down. It was just an aight battle. It was cool. You know what I mean? Gutta, no shade to you, but if I don't ever see you battle again, my nigga, I'm not going to lose no sleep. Sorry. Jonaj, I wouldn't mind seeing him battle again to see what he got.
Yeah.
When I watched Jonaj, I was like, I would like to see him and Uno Lavos battle. I don't know why, but for some reason, Uno Lavos popped in my head, and I said, I wouldn't mind seeing them too bad. I don't know why, but I think that would be a good battle, Jonaj and Uno Lavos.
I'm not mad at that.
You know what I mean?
I'm not mad at that. I watched his battle, Dre, knowing, you know, how hyped up it was, and, you know, maybe that was a problem and things like that. You take all that into account. And, you know, Gutta spit first, and it was good. You know, he had some shit. There were some schemes, this and that. But, Jonas, his punches, he had a better attack, I feel like. You know, the punches were better, things like that. I thought he was a better writer, honestly, to me. But, yeah, man, you have that disaster, you know, kind of aggression, kind of not so much as the performance, but aggression.
Right.
And then you have the Prez Mafia voice and things like that. It kind of is just like a little bit of a turnoff as far as watching a battle. You know, there's only so much you can take of that. But I think if he tones that down a little bit as far as the voice, you know what I mean? Because he's just like super raspy with it and really
kind
of like that.
Right.
If that's toned down
he's got the aggression.
Yeah.
He definitely has the aggression.
Yeah. I wasn't mad at his bars, exactly, man. I had a 2-1 also, Jonas. But, you know, I was expecting more for how long this was hyped up.
Me too, brother. I was expecting this battle to be a classic. I mean, the way these niggas are acting, like, this battle's a fucking classic. Battle's
hype.
Yeah. It's
hype.
Still calling it a classic. They on bath salts, man. They're drinking Four Locos mixed with bath salts. I don't know what the fuck. Nah. It was aight.
Man. Drake, where are all these PG battles from Summer Madness?
My nigga, I would like to know, too. You feel me? I would like to know, too, bro. I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah. Is that vault full? Or what's the deal with the...
That's a good question.
Vault must be good.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I would say this, though. If this was the best battle on the fucking PG card, though, a niggas is alluding to, then no shade to the other niggas. What does that say about the other battles? Because if these niggas are acting like this battle was fucking right there with veterans and shit, it was aight.
Yeah.
Aight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I saw somebody compare this to Chilla Jones and JC.
What?
Yeah.
See, this is the bullshit, my nigga. Knock it the fuck off. My nigga, come on, man. Really?
Yeah.
You don't pay this to JC and Chilla Jones? You crazy? Nah. I didn't get that feel at all, my nigga. I'm sorry. That shit should be in the same breath of a JC and Chilla, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And that JC and Chilla's top five URL battles of all time. You know what I mean? Top three, maybe. You know what I'm saying? You going to compare these two niggas to them? That? Nah, bro. No. You can't sell me that, my nigga. Sorry. You can sell that dream and bullshit to somebody else. Not to me and Timbo and PSA. Nah. We ain't buying that shit. Fuck out of here. Nah, son. And I don't want to. I'm not shade. No shade to them two brothers, man. But see, I'm mad at the fans, Gunner and Jonah. It's not y'all fault. Fans got to knock it off. This shit is not comparable to no fucking JC and Chilla Jones. Please. No. Nah. Sorry. Not.
The easiest way to get Dre mad is either, one, comparing something like this to JC and Chilla Jones, or two, disrespecting Danny Myers in any way. That's the one-way ticket to pissing Dre off. And then you'll get these.
Oh, man.
Either way, it's all good. But,
man,
we had to come in here and break this shit down. We got the predictions. We got the Big T Smack shit. We got the battle review. And we released the interview, man. You guys already know what the fuck this is. Shit is getting dropped. And just be on the lookout for interviews this week, man. You already know what the fuck it is, man. PSA Radio, them segment boys is back. You already know what it is, man. Dre, my brother, partner in crime, man. Take us out, bro.
Y'all already know what the fuck it is, man. PSA motherfucking radio, man. We back in the motherfucking building, man. My bro Timbo, man. Y'all already know, man.
Let's get it. We out.
Easy.